John, can we talk about toy stores?
Yeah! Go!
I'm Drew.
And I'm John.
And you're listening to The Ourchive, our ever-growing library of everything, 1 hour at a time.
So, it's that time of year. That's that special time of year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
If you're a kid.
Yeah.
If you're a kid.
For children.
For children, it is the most wonderful time of the year.
Well, some adults.
Some adults, too. Some people are into the that spirit, even if they're adults, and obviously everyone else laughs at them.
And even the people who aren't in that spirit kind of are.
Whether they want to admit it or not.
Well, it's almost part of it for you not to be in the spirit, don't you think?
I absolutely. I think there's a little bit of Charlie Brown in everybody.
The Grinch.
Where you're just, yeah.
Scrooge.
The Grinch. The Grinch. You're a mean one, Drew.
The Grinch. You got your Scrooges.
Right.
You've got your...
And Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown's.
Because he's sort of depressed. He's like, good grief, I can't believe it's Christmas.
Oh, good grief.
I don't want to go...
You do a Charlie Brown?
Let me try. Hold on. Good grief. That sounds more like... I don't know. It sounded more like Kermit the Frog.
Good grief.
Good grief. It's a good thing frogs can hop, otherwise I'd be gone with the Schwinn.
What?
That was from the Muppet movie. Oh. When he's on the bike and he gets steamrolled. No, that's just a myth. It's that time of year.
We're all thinking about it.
It's the holidays.
The happy holidays.
The holidays.
Happy for some.
Jingle bells.
Sad for
Batman
others.
Smells.
Robin laid an egg. Let's not get into this again.
No, we've already been there.
But
we thought it. I mean, it seems appropriate when you're thinking about the holidays.
We all think about one thing.
One thing, right? I mean, there's no way around it. Like it's sort of ingrained in us at an early age, and from that point, even though we can sort of layer other things on top of it, we can be like, well, I've got to provide for my family, and I've got to cook a turkey.
Who's
and
this guy?
I've got. I don't know who this guy is. I don't know who I am. That's part of my existential problem with Christmas. Is how can I celebrate the holidays if I don't know who I am?
I've got to provide for a family. And a turkey. I own a turkey. And I've got to provide for it.
It's in my backyard right now.
I'm going to kill it.
I got to find a person. What do you get a turkey that has everything?
So we're all thinking about toys.
Toys.
And toy stores is where they keep them.
That's where they grow them. Right
grow
on the shelves.
Them, harvest them in the early months of fall.
Right. They tend to them over the summer.
Yep.
The bumper crop is available starting around like October.
They're ripening.
Harvest season. Right. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta.
I'll tell you when they
feed them, nurture them.
I'll tell you when they've fully ripened.
Yeah.
Black Friday.
Oh, you think that's it? You think that's
Friday?
That's when they like start falling off the vines.
Let me tell you something.
Speak some truth. Yes, could you inform me about toys? I'm busy providing for my family.
Let me pull the wool from over your eyes. Black Friday.
Yeah.
Came around. All right.
Yeah.
And they got all these deals.
Yeah.
Right. Used to be your
toys. Did somebody say deal?
It used to be that your toys ripened right around December. Early to mid. Early.
Okay.
Early December.
Early December.
But now, ever since the Thanksgiving fat cats got their finger in the pie, Black Friday,
they've genetically engineered
these toy plants to grow and ripen early.
So what you're saying is these are not organic toys. These
I don't care what the packaging says. There's no regulation on the packaging. If it says, look, free range doesn't mean anything. All right. This means they're still enclosed, but they're outside. Organic, there's no regulation on using that word, so it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. It's just it's a label. It's a sticker. It's
it's there to get you to buy it.
It's like action accessories included.
But
organic.
For realsies, if we're talking real toy stores,
real world, the only kind.
We got to help that guy, right?
We got to provide for my
family. I've got to provide for my family and cook a turkey, but somehow I've got to get to a toy store.
They're at the toy stores, and
yeah.
These places get crazy packed, of course, around the holidays.
Yeah.
There's always
Do they still?
I don't know. I said that, assuming, because you know what? I go online.
I think a lot of people do. Maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves there.
Yeah,
though.
Let's slow it down.
Yeah, I think the traditional understanding of the toy store is that, like, of the Black Friday initiated shopping frenzy that consumes all of December, the epicenter, ground zero of the consumer explosion is at your local toy store.
Generally, was it like, well, let me ask you this. I don't know if it was like this when we were younger. There's a hot toy a lot of times, right?
Yeah.
There's a number one item people are going for.
It was a frenzy.
Was that a thing when we were kids?
You know, as near as I can remember, there were, it started with Cabbage Patch dolls. Like those were, and maybe those were not a Christmas thing. They might have started earlier than that or a different period of time. But that's the first, like,
gotta have it.
Right, right. The thing where you had people knocking each other down.
I gotta have it. Cabbage Patch doll
breaking teeth at toy stores. That's like a that's a good album name. Breaking Teeth at Toy Stores.
That's not bad.
You'd have to have been in hiding not to know by now that the phenomenon of the Cabbage Patch Kids is going through the country like a brush fire.
At stores across the country, people are waiting in long lines, trying to bribe store employees, even engaging in fisticuffs just to get their hands on a cute Christmas toy. It's being called Doll Mania.
This is absolutely the hottest Christmas gift item this year. They're called Cabbage Patch Kids. The toughest thing about them is keeping them in stock.
The Cabbage Patch Doll. It's the hottest item in years. It's hard to get to. It's subject to panic buying all over the country.
Some shoppers, though, are being called crazed maniacs by toy store owners. All the fuss is over a doll so ugly it's cute.
The Cabbage Patch Kids are, of course...
But that's where it started, and then there, I guess, presumably what happened was toy manufacturers sort of sensed that, okay, if there is an item that is in short supply, or shorter supply, than can meet the perceived demand...
Supply...
Not only can we charge whatever we want for these things,
yeah.
but people will kill each other trying to get to them.
They'll mace each other. Hear about this?
They will mace each other, yeah.
This year.
That
Walmart.
Happened this year.
That was a Walmart.
It was a Walmart, not a toy store. They have toys. And a lot of people
They've
go there for
them,
toys.
Yeah.
yeah. But that's not what I consider a toy store.
You got your classics. Toys R Us.
Toys R Us. That's a toy store.
That's a toy store.
That's a toy store.
F.A.O. Schwartz.
F.A.O. Schwartz. The classic of the classics, arguably.
We'll get into that.
I mean, when people perceive
I have opinions.
The classic toy store, I feel like F.A.O. Schwartz is what they think of.
Yeah.
At least a certain generation. That's what they think
yeah.
of. Not necessarily me. Not necessarily yeah. my generation.
Yeah. Oldies.
Oldies.
Old-timers.
Okay. Is that my generation thinks of oldies?
Well, I think of Children's Palace.
Yeah. Oh, there's a good one.
It's a local place, right?
I don't think so.
Is
I
it
think
a chain?
It's a chain. I think it was a chain, and I think at least at one time it was partnered with another store. Or it was one of those things. It was kind of like Hardee's and Carl's Jr.
Oh,
where in one region
here.
Of the United States yep. it's called one thing, and in another region it's called something else.
What can you remember the jingle?
The Children's Palace jingle.
Yeah.
I don't remember the Children's Palace jingle.
I know it, but I may have made it up.
I always assume this is the jingle.
It's a good thing they went out of business, because otherwise they could just swipe this from you right now.
I never confirmed that this is what it is. Okay. But I think this is what it was.
All right, roll it. It went,
Children's Palace, a real cool store and a whole lot more. Now that sounds like something I could have made up as a kid, right?
I guess it's possible. It definitely doesn't sound like something Children's Palace made up.
Really?
It does. Well, I don't know. I just don't recall. I don't remember it.
Children's Palace was amazing.
Mm. Was Children's Palace the very first toy store you went to?
Probably.
Okay. I'm wondering if maybe like that is the kicker, and maybe is that what makes a classic toy store? Is it because it's your possible. Memories are formed around it?
It's possible, but here's why I love that store.
Okay.
You'd walk in, and they had a little corridor.
You didn't go into the store. You didn't like walk through the door and be instantly greeted by displays and toys and stuff.
Well, the door opened and you were greeted by it was a rack, uh-huh. You know, and they essentially had a walkway, a corridor where you'd have to walk to the left for mm-hmm. a ways. Then you'd do a U-turn, walk to the right, and then you'd come out into the store.
It's like going to Disney World.
Yeah.
It's like walk.
It's a queue.
Yeah. Sort yeah. of.
And they generally had like large, like, you know, blow up pools. Or toys.
Yeah,
some reason.
Yard stuff.
That turtle.
The fiberglass turtle that you fill with water. And
you know that turtle.
I know that turtle.
You fill with sand, too.
Oh, was it a sandbox? Or was it a pool?
I most often saw it as a sandbox.
Maybe it was a sandbox. But I know you're talking. It was a green turtle, dark green turtle.
And its shell was the lid.
Yeah, yeah.
We all know.
So that's why I think it was a pool. Because, you know, like you would cover it,
that's
cover
crazy.
The water. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was the same box. I don't know.
I think it was.
We're going to look that up. We'll put that in the show notes.
Then you'd walk into the store proper, and the shelves were enormous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was a result of me being a small child. I think those shelves were actually huge.
They were 17 floor stories to ceiling. Tall. Yeah.
And filled with toys. Filled. With toys. And I didn't get this replicated anywhere else.
Nowhere?
Look. You had Toys R Us, which always fell short for me.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to that.
KB Toy Store. Remember that?
Now, KB Toy Store, that was a little different because that was exclusive to malls, wasn't it?
That's usually a mall toy store. Tiny.
Yeah.
Teeny tiny. You had maybe three aisles.
Yeah.
And it worked in their favor to a certain degree because they were packed.
Mm-hmm.
But I never liked that place either. I shouldn't say that. I did not like it.
Mm-hmm.
I loved any toy store.
Of course.
But I preferred Children's Palace.
I did not. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I love Children's Palace.
Children's Palace, a real cool store.
And a whole lot more. I don't think that's real.
It might be.
I don't think. All right, we'll find out.
Look it up.
Okay.
Show notes.
We'll find that. Yeah, we'll see.
Look in the show notes.
I'm going to verify
right
that.
Now. If you're if you're listening to this now, look in the show notes.
Look at the show notes and listen.
And if I'm right.
Clap.
Yeah. Tell your friends.
No, don't
Turn
tell
to
them.
The person next
don't
you.
Tell them. Just sing to them. Just Turn go up to them and just sing the song to them.
Turn to the person next to you and sing the jingle.
Children's Palace, a real cool store, and a whole lot more.
See, you remember it.
Yeah, it's memorable. It's a good jingle.
I mean, you remember it from your childhood.
No, I don't remember it. I do remember the Toys R Us jingle.
I don't want to grow up.
I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us, and I can play with them.
That was it.
Yeah, that was it. But ironically,
long-standing.
It was Toys R Us was legendary around me when I was growing up.
your personal vicinity.
Yeah, surrounding me in my hemisphere. There was like because there were no toys. Toys R Us locations located like close enough. You know, when when you're a kid, like you have a very limited range.
Yeah.
Your world is somewhat limited to where the distance that your parents are willing to drive. And I could be wrong about this, but I really do feel like today people are more accustomed and open to driving long distances just for random errands.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Sprawl.
Yeah, sprawl. But I mean, sprawl's been around for a while. Just it seems
people are now. Well, here's okay.
They're used to it now.
It might be because as the generations get older,
mm-hmm.
our generation is because maybe we wanted to go out further to mm-hmm. find stuff where we as kids. Now that we have the capacity to do so on our own.
We're going
to
do it.
We're fine with it.
We're going to do it. That's right. Yeah. We would have done it back then if we could.
Yeah.
If they would have just put blocks on our shoes and put us in the front seat.
I get you.
And just been like, okay, sure. You want to go to Toys R Us? Then you can drive 45 minutes to Toys R Us. And we'd be like, okay.
I got to provide blocks on my children's feet. So they
can go get Where can I get these blocks from?
You gotta go to the hardware store.
No, you go to the toy store. You get the toy blocks.
Moon boots.
With the little... moon boots. So Toys R Us was not around me when I was a kid.
Right.
And so it took on this like legend. Because I think that was, at the time, probably maybe the only nationwide toy store
right.
was Toys R Us. And so it was sort of ubiquitous in the culture.
Was that the only nationwide one?
I mean, well, I think KB, you're right. KB was.
Was KB nationwide?
KB was, I think it was. Because I remember going
what
to...
What did it stand for, KB?
Oh, man, Kids? I don't know. Well, it was spelled out, wasn't it? It was KAYBEE, I think. Which was probably short for something. I don't know what.
Kids. But
kids are your...
There's no R?
Bigger... No, I was spelling it like an acronym. KAY, kids.
Kids are your best entities ever.
I imagine that is exactly what they were thinking of. I think it was. Yeah. KB.
But no, KB
I think
was
that
in
was
the
a
mall.
Chain. I think that was a national chain and it was in malls. Because you would go to like different towns or whatever, and if you went to the mall there, you could always rely on there being KB toy stores. Yeah. It was like the Spencer Gifts of toys.
Which had its own toys.
They did. And later on, they...
Adult toys.
Oh.
Rated R.
KB, the problem with KB, I think, was that it suffered from the same problem that all stores in a mall suffer from. At least when there are other alternatives. Like, there was nothing in KB that was exclusive to KB. Like, there are certain... If you go to, like, a clothing store at the mall... Like a Forever 21 or one of those places.
I often frequent.
Right, yeah. Well, I run into you there all the time. does this look okay? They have exclusive material. So the stuff that's being sold at some of those stores, you can't buy anywhere else because it's their brand, right? But toy stores or bookstores or video game stores or movie video retailers.
Yeah.
That stuff can be found
anywhere.
Anywhere. And the same was true with toy stores. So the stuff that was being sold at KB, because it was in a mall, it was always more expensive, and the selection was always more limited because it was such a tiny space. They didn't have a stock room that they could put piles and piles of crates and stuff like that. So you never, very seldom did you go to KB and find exactly what you were looking for. You might find something from that same collection.
Yeah.
Say it's an action figure that you want. You might find the Penguin. But you're not going to find Batman because they only get two Batmans and somebody buys the Batman, you know?
They might have Batman in ice armor.
Yeah, or Ninja Batman
or camouflage Batman.
Turkey hunting
Batman.
Camo, right?
Yeah. Some other form.
Yeah.
Never classic.
A variation. One of those fillers.
Yeah.
Filler figures.
Killer Croc. I would have taken that.
Yeah, that's a good probably one. Probably a pretty cool figure. So that was a problem with KB. But eventually, once Toys R Us made its way to my region, then the tide started to turn, and suddenly...
Legend.
Legend became real.
Around you. Yeah.
Toys R Us put Children's Palace out of business, I think.
Son of a...
They opened, at least the my neighborhood Toys R Us opened literally across the street from Children's Palace. And within a year or two, I would say, Children's Palace was gone.
Did they do it?
I think probably the way a lot of stores trounce their competition, they...
Children's the Palace pockets, had the jingle.
The jingle was not enough to save them.
Toys R Us had deep pockets.
I wish this place had a good jingle. I'd buy some toys.
I'd provide for my kids.
So you're saying Toys R Us had the money.
They had pockets. They had deep pockets. Yeah. I think that's what happened. And they were able to just throw crap on the shelves. It's like Blockbuster, you know? Blockbuster would have a zillion of the number one new release or whatever.
Yeah.
So they would... Toys R Us would have, you know, if there was a video game that was coming out or something, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah.
Toys R Us. That was actually the first thing I ever bought at a Toys R Us.
That's awesome.
Made a special trip.
Yes.
It was literally like an hour-long drive to go to a Toys R Us, the only one in the area.
Wow.
On my birthday, my parents said, okay, we'll take you to Toys R Us. And that I got to pick one thing, and that was the one thing I picked.
Anything? Yeah. You could have had anything?
Well, not anything, but, you know, within reason,
yeah.
I think. And had it been different, had I been able to pick anything, I can still remember what I would have bought.
What?
And that was, this was 1988, 89, something like that.
89, and most likely.
Yeah.
Ninja Turtles, the show didn't come out until 89.
Until 89, okay. So it was probably 89. And
or 90.
Maybe it was 90. They had an arcade cabinet at this Toys R Us.
Shut up. It
wasn't a game. It was literally it was a big arcade cabinet made of wood, just like the real ones.
This is awesome so far.
And it had a window cut into it where you would normally have the display screen, and you would put your television there.
You would insert Go on.
You would insert your television there, and then it had a slot beneath there for
Nintendo.
Your Yes. Yes, which I had. I had the Nintendo. All I needed was... I had the TV.
Yeah.
All I needed was the arcade cabinet, which was $250.
I knew someone who had one.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Did they get it from Toys R Us?
I don't know. I think somebody built it for this person.
Well, that's nice.
It was awesome.
I didn't have that option.
It never worked.
But no?
That's how it always went with those things.
Yeah.
If your friend had it... It never worked.
Yeah.
Or he wouldn't let you play it.
Or he broke it. Or it worked at one time and he totally broke it.
Of course he broke it.
Yeah. He broke
it. They had one of these? So they had one of these set up at Toys R Us.
At Toys R Us.
So you had never been to a Toys R Us.
Never. Never been to a Toys R Us.
And you had all these dreams in your head of what could it be? What's there?
Right. All I know about Toys R Us is that it's supposed to be awesome. It has that
giraffe. Yeah, you've heard stories.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Well, I think what's more... intriguing about your story is that you had you had this picture in your head, I'm sure, right of like the most awesome toy store,
right, where literally every aisle you turn down has something that you've always wanted.
Yes.
And it's just, they're just packed, they're filled with them.
So often in our lives we set up these dreams in our heads.
Yeah.
And when we get to that dream, when it is realized, generally it doesn't meet the standards you set.
Right, you're let down.
But your dream was fully realized.
More than fully realized. It was exceeded.
They had an arcade cabinet.
They went beyond my dreams.
That, like, you could own.
Exactly. That's the thing. Like, I went there expecting certain things. Like, I wanted everything I ever wanted to be there, okay?
Yeah.
And they had that. But then they had stuff that I could not have even conceive of.
You didn't even know they existed.
I had no idea. And there it was.
You were walking around in your house at school with no conception of what awaited you, of the possibilities. And then you walk into the store. First of all, you're crazy excited because you're at the store.
Oh, yeah. You've my teeth are jangling in my mouth. I'm like...
It's a store full of toys.
Yeah.
It's not one aisle in a Walgreens.
Hmm.
It's not, you know...
It's a supermarket of toys. It's
literally
like going to...
It's not a catalog page.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. It's like a catalog page that you live in.
It's not... I should have said it's not the one aisle of the grocery store.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're thinking, oh, man...
mom and dad, they love going to the grocery store because all that stuff's for them. Dad loves going.
Dad loves going to the grocery store.
Where does dad love to go?
Dad loves
going to the auto parts store.
Maybe to the auto
parts. My dad loves going to the hardware
store. He loves going to, hardware store.
That's a stuff that's all for dad.
Yeah. Or Brookstone or those sharper image things with all the goddamn golf gadgets and
And mom loves, if you're my mom, loves going to the fabric store.
Yeah. Yeah.
Swatches of fabric.
Yeah.
Oh, look at all these needles. But you want to go to
look at all these toys. Toys.
And you walk in there, there's toys everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, it fulfilled that promise. They were everywhere.
A kid in a, not a candy store.
Toy store.
That wouldn't be as good.
You can't eat toys.
No, and you wouldn't want to.
No.
Unless it's one of those creepy crawly gummy things that you can make.
And they've got those too. They're in those little machines, the corner machines.
Else, can you remember anything else that you saw there that you couldn't believe?
Well, I just remember, you know, like they would have all those three-wheel, the automated, the powered, pow, the battery pow, power.
Power wheels.
Pow, pow, pow power wheels. Wheels. This is another power good wheels. Jingle. What a good jingle. That one was real.
I wanted one. A power so wheel? So bad. So you were at the toy store. You obviously wanted the arcade cabinet.
Sure, of course. But,
you know, that's probably cost how much? Do you remember?
It was like $250, I think. $250, which is a lot. So, and, I mean, it was unheard of that I was going to be able to afford that.
But you saw the Ninja Turtles video game.
Yeah.
Which is a great game.
It was. And I had been curious about it. I'd wanted to play it. Yeah. Maybe I had played it. Maybe I'd rented it or something. But anyway, I wanted that.
Yeah.
And it was perfect gift. You know, I'm like, this is good. I got to go to Toys R Us. Yep. I get to go home and play this video game. And it stuck with me.
Yeah.
And I remember it very vividly.
Oh, wow. Let's talk about FAO Schwartz for a second.
Okay.
We talked about Children's Palace.
We got Children's Palace. We got Toys R Us. The other biggie is FAO Schwartz. Right.
The first time I walked into an FAO Schwartz, I was really sort of a young adult.
Was it... This was an FAO Schwartz?
Yeah, this was not the FAO Schwartz. Not the FAO Schwartz. This is when they started to have chains.
Yeah.
I found it so disappointing.
Agreed.
It is a lame toy store.
Agreed.
There's nothing there. They got a big old Barbie section. Who cares? Right?
Right, right. What's all this pink stuff? Where's the good stuff?
I was like...
I can't get out of the pink aisles. They're too big.
I didn't sound like that because I was like 18.
I can't get out of the pink aisles.
Excuse me. Where's the boy toys? That just came out wrong. I didn't ask that either. Where are the toys for boys? That's what I asked. That clerk gave me a weird look. Over here, sir.
Security.
Get this guy out of here. He's 18. He's in the Barbie aisle. That's for boy toys.
The pickings were slim.
The shelves are small. And you know what they do is they stack things up in these, like, pods.
Mm-hmm.
Where there'll be quadrants in each pod. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand. It's just... And that's interesting terminology well, to throw a store.
Yes, and, no, I understand. It's like a stack of Nerf footballs in one quadrant. Mm-hmm. A stack of, like, princess tiaras in another. A stack of troll dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And a stack of... those Velcro, those Velcro pads
that you with the ball that was, yeah.
And it's like,
yeah,
I don't. Why are there so many of these things?
Right, you go in there and you want there to be. You don't care about. You don't care how the place is arranged.
It's horribly laid out, though.
You want it, yeah. You just want row after row of cool toys. Yes, yeah.
And they've always got this big dumb display of stupid stuffed dolls. And I, as a kid, actually really liked stuffed animals.
Uh-huh.
But as an 18-year-old, trying to find a Dragon Ball Z action figure, I'm not interested in a giant stuffed elephant.
Excuse me.
Driving a
Excuse
power.
Me. I do not appreciate your emphasis on stuffed animals and those paddles with the balls made of Velcro. Where are the Dragon Ball Z toys?
I'm looking for Super Saiyan Vegeta. And Future Trunks. Please.
Future Trunks.
Who's a character?
I'm looking for a boy toy. It's called Future Trunks.
No, why did I say it?
Did you ever get like where you can go up to the... You go up to the cashier and you're like, I'm looking for Princess Leia in the Hoth outfit from Empire Strikes Back. And it's like some 17-year-old chick. And she's like, she gets on the microphone. I have a customer here who is looking for Princess Leia in, what is it?
Hoth.
The Hoth outfit.
Hoth outfit.
Hoth outfit? Princess Leia in the Hoth outfit. And you're standing there. You know, there's like a mom next to you, you know. So it's just like looking at you and being like, what? What? Yeah.
God.
And but I completely agree. FAO Schwartz was a major disappointment. And I think it's because my first exposure to it was in Big. In the movie Big with Tom Hanks. Where he visits
FAO Schwartz. Tom Hanks isn't even there.
What are you talking about?
He's not at FAO Schwartz.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Like, you go there and you're like, where's there. Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Where's the giant piano?
Where's the piano? Yeah, that was the major disappointment because, yeah. And maybe they, I don't know, I've never been to the original FAO Schwartz or the big one.
I don't want to bother now.
New York. But my I was anticipating going into FAO Schwartz and seeing that giant piano.
Yeah.
You know, I think
should
like.
Should be the first thing.
Exactly. You should walk in the door and there's a giant piano. You what did they, see something. They had something that looked stupid. Like the power mat or whatever that was called. God. It was like just a bunch of like vinyl. Like
power pad.
Yeah, power pad. Yeah. Just like.
Power
like
pad.
A deflated pool toy with little sensors in it that Five would occasionally. Keys. Yeah. Maybe respond to your. Mm-mm. To you stepping
and
on it.
There's an. What was the guy who played his boss?
Robert Loggia?
He's not there either.
No.
To play Chopsticks with
him. They should have had a stuffed animal of him. They should have had a stuffed Robert Loggia.
And a stuffed Tom Hanks.
And he squeezed the thing and he's like, I don't understand you, Josh, but you're great. You're hired. I don't understand what you do, but keep doing it.
Your Loggia's not bad.
Thanks. I've been working on it, actually.
Did FAO Schwartz have a tree in it?
Yeah, that's where the stuffed animals were.
So dumb.
No, that was pretty awesome. I've got to say.
The tree's kind of cool.
I mean, it was...
But I'm mad because everything else is dumb.
The thing with the tree was that it actually delivered on the promise of FAO Schwartz being as much a playground as it was a toy store. Whereas the rest of the stuff was just sort of...
Horrible.
It was like a display from a toy store that you would see in a movie, not a real toy store. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not entirely surprised that FAO Schwartz. Are they out of business or?
No, they're still around.
They're still the one.
I think they're still the one. I don't know.
But I think the chains have all closed.
All of them?
Well, I think most of them have. All the ones that I've ever been to are now gone, and that's like.
I certainly haven't seen one in a long time.
Yeah,
Because they were horrible.
No real loss. I think later on they tried to sort of save themselves by catering to like collectors, by like carrying stuff that you couldn't find anywhere else. But at that point, I mean, that's like the internet era.
Too late.
Exactly. By that time.
Yeah, the internet's here.
Internet's here. Nothing's going to kill a toy store like the internet.
Yeah.
Internet wakes up. He's like, I'm gonna kill some toy stores today. Just rolls out of bed. Hasn't shaved in weeks.
Internet's killing everything.
He just goes over there. He grabs his shotgun. He grabs his beef jerky. And he walks out.
Bullets.
Yeah. Oh, you are.
Yeah.
You're like, see ya, toy stores. Yeah. You didn't have my Vegeta, my Vitamita Vegemin figure.
Vegeta, get it right.
And my Super Trunks.
Yeah, future Trunks.
I'm gonna shoot you in the face. Listen,
I just am upset that Children's Palace got ran out of the town by Toys R Us. And so now Toys R Us get a little taste of its own medicine.
Yeah, well, you know what?
What?
You know what? I'm upset with Children's Palace because Children's Palace had the best ran jingle. The other. You know what? You're right. Never mind what Children's Palace. Running? I'm
what
sorry.
Did what did they do?
No, there was a toy store that I went to before Children's Palace arrived.
Independently owned?
Yeah, independent. Well, I think so. I mean, wow. I don't know. It was called Toy Chest.
Ooh, that's good.
Toy Chest, you
I'm
know?
Sorry.
And it was the very first toy store that I ever went to. It preceded Children's
Palace.
Was there
a kindly old man?
I don't remember a kindly old man.
Come in.
No, it wasn't like quite like that. I mean, it was still like, you know.
What are you looking for?
Aware.
Vegeta. Right this way.
Future Trunks hasn't arrived yet. It's still the past.
Wait. There's something behind the counter here for you. It's Future Trunks.
No, it was still like your basic Children's Palace setup. It was like a warehouse with big aisles full of toys. And the reason I remember it so vividly was because they would have events there.
Oh.
And one of these events was like Saturday afternoon, like, come and meet He-Man and Skeletor and get your photo with a Care Bear.
No, the video that you've sent me before, the He-Man video,
That was at a mall. That was like a mall setup. That was like when they would have, back before they had kiosks filling every inch of a mall. Similar, yeah.
Describe it.
Okay, so the thing I'm talking about was you would have like, it was you know, like how car dealers have these big things like, come out and meet, you know, radio personality DJ Jazzy Dork.
Jazzy Dork. He's my new favorite DJ. Here's with a KWFA. DJ Jazzy Dork here. We're going to play a nice tune.
We're going out to Toy Chest. Come meet us.
No. Hey, it's DJ Jazzy Jeff. No, DJ Jazzy Dork in the morning. Hey, if you're going to be in the Tri-County area, come on, visit us at the Toy Chest. We're going to be signing some toys for you. We've got the special edition Super Saiyan Vegeta. And
he's signing toys.
We're going to go ahead and sign a special edition DJ Jazzy Dork action figure. Comes complete with microphone and cool glasses. So come on out, folks. We're going to be signing all morning, and then we're going to have a raffle in the afternoon. So come on out.
And a wet t-shirt contest.
And now we've got the newest hit by...
Starship.
It's Walk Like an Egyptian. Here on
all the old paintings on the tomb, they do the sand dance, don't you know? If they move too quick, oh well, they're falling down like a domino. All the buzz are men by the night, they got the money on a bet.
So it was like that kind of thing, but instead of having a radio personality there, it was He-Man.
Hey, folks, it's He-Man in the morning. Skeletor and I are going to be at Toy Chest this weekend. We're going to be signing toys, special edition, Battle Rabbit Chest. Don't forget to bring your kids.
Skeletor's in the booth. He's got the headphones on. He's like, I no, hate you. No, we've got to cut to commercial.
I will not go. Fabulous secret powers. That's in the opening.
Right. Oh, man.
So they'd be...
They'd be walking around. They were like in
costume.
Was it
like a big foam costume?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's probably pictures out there somewhere. We should try to find some. No, no Orca. It was just He-Man and Skeletor.
Why? He'd have to float.
He would have
Couldn't
to float.
Do that.
Yeah.
We should just tie a string or like a fishing rod to He-Man. It's just floating behind
He's
him.
He's just standing behind him. Oh,
then, like
that.
A dog for Cringer.
Right. Painted green. Just a painted green dog.
Oh, man.
So they would walk around and, you know, you get your picture taken with them. They were huge, too.
That's pretty cool.
And there were other, like, Strawberry Shortcake was there. It wasn't just He-Man or, you know,
Rainbow
boy
Bright
characters. Yeah, yeah.
Care Bears.
Yes, Care Bears.
Man, that's pretty cool.
It was cool. But they were run out of business by Children's Palace. And then Children's Palace run out of business by Toys R Us.
Vicious cycle.
I'm amazed that Toys R Us is still around.
It is kind of surprising.
Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe they're just the only one left. You got to figure one, if you've got several retailers that are in the same industry, one's going to stick around.
You would think.
Not everyone uses the internet that way.
Yeah. I guess it's why there are still a couple of Blockbuster locations, but unfortunately.
But here's the problem with modern day toy stores.
Okay.
I.e. Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm.
The selection's horrible now.
Mm-hmm.
There's maybe like three or four aisles of action figures.
Mm-hmm.
And they're short and there's not much there.
Yeah.
But what there is a lot of, there's a whole baby section where you can buy diapers. You can buy... I mean, it's crazy to me. I don't know
what
why.
What kid wants to buy
diapers?
Did
toy stores always sell baby stuff?
Well, oddly enough, they did. According to the history of Toys R Us. Yeah.
Really?
They started off as a baby supply store that then carried toys.
I guess I just said blinders to this. Well, I guess...
But for a long time, they didn't. For a long time, Toys R Us was nothing but toys. It didn't have
baby supplies.
That's what
I'm saying. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden... Well, I think it's because they had Babies R Us, and then they just started mixing them together.
I mean, it's just nuts to me. Literally, it's a huge part of the store.
But I'm sure that there's a sound business decision behind that. I mean, the idea being that if you're a parent... You can go there and you can get your toys and you can also get your diapers.
There's too many kinds of toys. I mean, it used to be...
Sounds like an oxymoron to me.
I know. Bear with me here.
All right.
It used to be you had a limited variety of toys, but a lot of that variety.
Mm-hmm.
You had action figures. You had loads of action figures.
Mm-hmm.
You had bikes.
Mm-hmm.
You had loads of bikes.
Right. Two, three whole aisles
you
of
had,
bikes. Yeah.
Dolls. You had loads of dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You had play sets, but lots of them. Now there's so many different kinds of toys and so many age groups that it's all diluted.
Mm.
Delude myself.
Let's delude yourself, dummy.
What is he saying?
I'm just trying to dictate to myself.
Delude yourself.
That's what I said.
No, I mean, like, okay, for instance, now you've got action figures.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Legos. You've got Kinects. You've got... now you've got these, like, science experiment sets.
Oh, yeah. Well, those were around before.
But you only had one kind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Now there's, like, tons of kinds.
Yeah.
Now there aren't just bikes. There's skateboards and scooters and...
Yeah.
There's, like, three-wheel bikes. Tricycles is the word for that. you've got clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You've got baby stuff.
You've got, like, gift wrap and gift cards, greeting
video
cards.
Video games.
And movies,
you've
videos.
Got party stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's, so if I'm a kid, And I'm sure these kids love the toy store.
Right, sure.
But it's not the same.
But there's not much there to love.
You just walk in. Right. You know, used to be you just walk in, it's all toys.
And it's going all to like
awesome toys.
Now it's basically like going to Target.
Yeah,
you've got a couple really aisles is. Of toys and the rest is
it
a bunch
really
of other crap.
It's a lot like
yeah.
going to Target. You yeah. make a good point.
Thank you.
And that's why we're friends.
Thank you. Yeah, work on it.
But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the issue I have with toy stores. And you know, like you said, the internet is the place, you know. You
can get well, yeah, money. I think if you're looking for something specific
that
now,
doesn't have,
the internet is sort of where you go.
But the internet doesn't have the hold factor.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold it in your hands.
And too, there's something to be said for the hunt, you know.
Ooh, yeah.
And I think that maybe goes to look more, at... it's not so much, that's not the case when you're a kid. You know, you don't want the hunt when you're a kid.
No, you want,
instant gratification. Yeah. Like, you want to turn around a corner and have exactly what you want in your hands
totally.
Right there. But later on, I think, and obviously this is probably not for everybody, but I think people of a certain persuasion, whether you're a collector or you just dig toys, hunting for that one, going to a physical space and searching through all the pegs and trying to find, you know, trying to find that one. There's a thrill in that that's enjoyable, but you don't really even have that anymore because again, like
eBay,
it's all been picked over. It's on the internet now. So even if it's not being sold through Amazon or whatever, it's on eBay.
Here's the next question for you.
Yeah.
Here are some alternate type toy stores.
Yeah.
And let me ask you, consider it a toy store?
Yeah.
Or if it falls under the purview of toy stores.
Okay.
Hobby shop.
Close.
What's the difference?
So close. I think the difference is that a hobby shop is on the more adult end of that collector spectrum.
A 55-year-old man can walk into a hobby shop and feel like an adult.
Yeah.
They don't feel like a kid.
Yeah. You walk into a toy store, you feel like a kid. Or you just feel awkward because you're in a toy store. You're 55 years old and you're in a toy store.
Yeah.
But
unless you work there.
From the or you own the place.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're going to buy the place.
Come in.
I'm trying to support my family by buying a toy store.
Excuse me. How much is this toy store?
Yeah, but when I was a kid, I was attracted to hobby shops because they had
really cool.
They're cool, and they've got, you know, lots of neat stuff, and that's the kind of thing that you couldn't necessarily find at a toy store.
Exactly.
All of it, you know. They would have models and stuff at Toys R Us, but it wasn't, like, to the extent that you could find them there.
That was the cool thing, is there was this level of intricacy at a hobby shop that you didn't find at a toy store, because you had models, you had the trains, you had kites and rockets and... You had, like, there was a craftsmanship.
It felt more real.
Yeah.
It felt more tangible. It was less about your imagination, more about the actual minute detail.
There was a process to what you would, you'd buy it and you'd construct it.
And it was designed to do something.
Yeah,
you know, a train was designed to go around in a setting, and a rocket was designed to actually take off.
And the clerk there knew all about the stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You had a really educated...
Yeah, that's true.
Purveyor.
They valued their experience and their knowledge base, which you don't really have in a toy store.
No.
Or at least not in any like the
not
big
really,
toy stores.
Not at a chain anyway.
Yeah. Now maybe at like
maybe the owner of Toy Chefs.
Yeah, maybe.
What are you looking
that
for?
Kindly old man who had Vegeta right behind the counter.
Future Trunks is what
Future
he
Trunks.
Had behind
yeah.
the counter. All right. Flea market with a booth that is specialized in toys.
No. Mm-hmm. No. Not a toy store, because it serves the function of the toy department at a department store, in that you're going through these aisles, your mom is dragging you from one place to another, you know, whatever, and then you happen upon the toy aisle or the toy booth at the flea market, and it's like, oh, this is awesome, I want to stay here the whole time.
Yeah.
But that's not... I mean, it is such a small piece of that broader picture that I don't think it really counts.
But it does fit the model of the hunt.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. So I guess in that sense,
it's a hot spot for the hunt.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure. I'll go along with that.
I don't have any other.
Here's what I think.
Other ones.
This is, again, not exactly a toy store, but I think it serves the same purpose.
All right.
In as much as you can often find something that you're looking for, but also many, many things that you're not anticipating.
All right.
And they're all pretty much of a whimsical nature.
What is
and
it?
And that is like a novelty store.
Like?
Like, okay. The problem is there is no, like... one ubiquitous
right.
novelty store chain. And then in a way that's great
because
they're all individual. But I'm talking about a place that sells like Halloween masks year round or magic tricks.
That exists?
Yeah.
Wait. Back up.
Rubber chickens.
Back up.
You know.
There's a place that sells Halloween masks year round?
Oh yeah.
Where?
There's tons of places that sell Halloween masks. Novelty stores.
That sounds cool.
It's awesome.
Magic store.
I can give you an example.
It's good.
Magic what?
Magic store.
Magic store.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, magic stores are great.
Yeah.
Now, like a novelty store has a little bit of magic store in it, and it has a little bit of toy store in it.
Uh-huh.
That's what makes it so great. It's a combination of all of these things.
Yeah.
Sort of combined, working together. So, and I've been to a lot of great novelty stores in recent history that I feel like have sort of taken on the mantle of a toy store. Like, I'm delighted to go into a novelty store in the way that I used to be delighted to go into a toy store.
Name one.
Oh, man. I don't...
I'm excited.
There's a place in Louisville.
All right.
Called, I think, Canfield's, I think.
That's a good name.
I'm not sure. But it's like... it's in this old three-story building. It's supposedly haunted.
Ooh.
And year-round, they have a Halloween room. They have an entire room that's full of Halloween masks and stuff. And then we got another room that's full of, you know, cardboard cutouts of superheroes and stuff like that. And then another room that's all full of magic tricks. And they actually have a magician on staff, like a theatrical magician
that's
on
awesome.
Staff. And he'll demo the tricks for you and teach you how to do magic.
Here's how you do this trick.
There's another one in Texas that's called like the Funky Monkey or something like that.
Also a good name.
Great name. And then they do like, you know, those sort of retro trinkets that are like bacon wallets or... zombie finger puppets that are sold like in those little cartons, you know, they're kind of like dime store display, like cardboard things that you see at
something
the counter
you might find at the redemption center.
But with the like a little bit of a retro twist,
right.
Like a very hipster-esque feel to it.
Okay,
that kind of thing.
Novelty stores I never even knew they existed.
You need to open your mind, man.
Yeah.
You need to get out there. Discover the novelty.
Wow.
Nick went further than ever before to make one kid's dream come true.
I am Doug Berry from Chapin, Illinois, and I'm on this year's Super Toy Run.
Aloha.
Yes, this year, Nickelodeon's Super Toy Run went Hawaiian. Transporting Doug Berry 4,000 miles to tropical paradise, he prepared, he pumped, he powered up, and then he proved that at Nickelodeon, kids really do win big.
On your mark, get set, go!
In a five-minute rampage, Doug found toy paradise in tropical paradise. Videos, sporting goods, telescopes, he grabbed it all. He even got stuff for the kid next door. And when it was all over, Doug had bagged almost $10,000 worth of toys. Nickelodeon Super Toy Run. Next year, it could be you who gets to say,
I sent in a postcard and I won all this.
Nick's Super Toy Run was brought to you by KB Toy Stores, Roadmaster Motorcycles, Bicycles, and the place where only kids win.
Got one more thing.
All right.
And this is something, maybe they still do this, I don't know. And if somebody knows, let us know.
Tell us.
Because I want to enter it if they do it. And that is the Toy Store Sweepstakes. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It was on like Nickelodeon. They would have like a campaign where it'd be like, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Toy Store Sweepstakes at Nickelodeon, care of MTV Networks.
What?
1515 Broadway.
How did MTV get
that? Nickelodeon was owned by MTV.
Was it?
Yeah. It was started by MTV.
That's crazy.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
I had no idea.
Yeah. I think they're still owned. It's all Viacom now. Nickelodeon, Nickelodeon, and it was always like girls versus boys. It was like, who's gonna win the Toys R Us sweepstakes? Boys are.
Wow.
girls are. And it would like be whoever had the most votes are like the most submissions. If more boys entered, then they would pull a boy's name. If more
can
girls
entered, just enter. All be on the same team.
Well, I think eventually they did make it more like co-ed, but yeah. But ladies, whatever, either way. The idea was you would enter into a drawing and they would pull your name. Yeah. And if you won, you would have 10 minutes.
Nobody ever won.
Oh, but I saw a video of it. They would show
that
it.
That was a stage. I saw that video.
I did think it was suspicious that they had a camera there.
The kid's running through and just barreling things into his...
Yeah, they give you a cart. You start off at the front of the store. You get like 10 minutes or 30 seconds or 90 seconds to run through. And you get whatever you can put in your cart. And then this was before, like, nowadays, and ever since the onset of console video games, home mm-hmm. video game systems getting really big, like, all of that stuff is now, like, behind a counter somewhere.
Off limits.
Yeah, you can't just reach out on a shelf and take it.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right.
But back then...
Nothing's on a shelf anymore.
Yeah, no, it's all, like, take a coupon or whatever and go get it. But back then, this was when it was primarily all centered on stuff that was on a shelf, and you would just go there and grab it.
Sweep your arm along.
Throw it in there.
Yeah.
Throw it in there. Always wanted to, never got to do it.
Yeah, they still do it?
I hope they do.
They'd go bankrupt. That kid would clean them out nowadays.
Yeah, oh yeah.
There's nothing to do.
He'd have a strategy.
He's going to get diapers. Party supplies. I want all these gift bags. Idiot. It's only a few aisles he can really use. Or she. Ladies.
Yeah. It's a shame.
It is a shame.
Let's go to the toy store.
Put it in the hour card.